SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Justice Department has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt a new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The emergency request sets up another legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who do not leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. The law is set to take effect Saturday unless the high court intervenes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House has lifted its last remaining COVID-19 testing requirement.
Up until now, COVID testing was still required for those who were in close contact with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and their spouses. Monday's announcement ending that requirement brings to a close the last coronavirus prevention protocol at the White House. The change is in line with guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last week, the CDC relaxed its recommendations for those who test positive for COVID-19. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump says the Supreme Court opinion unanimously restoring him to 2024 presidential primary ballots is a big win for America. The court Monday rejected state attempts to hold the Republican former president accountable for the Capitol riot. The justices ruled the day before the Super Tuesday primaries that states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. The court wrote in an unsigned opinion that that power resides with Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 97 points. This is SRN News. Free speech is in trouble.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that about 70% of Americans think that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the right for an individual to say whatever he wants. But perhaps even more alarming is the fact that the survey also reveals that roughly 40% of respondents say someone who believes something they find offensive should not be allowed to teach at a local school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a new law in Utah, faith leaders who learn about ongoing child abuse from a perpetrator during a religious confession will be able to alert police without fear of legal ramifications. The new measure extends to clergy members the same legal protections that exist for mandatory reporters of child abuse and neglect in the secular world. The bill does not remove the clergy penitent privilege, but supporters say it could incentivize pastors to come forward. This is SRN News. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are calling off their $3.8 billion merger.
The decision comes after a federal judge blocked the deal, ruling it would hurt competition. JetBlue says although both companies still believe in the benefits of the combination, they feel they were unlikely to meet the required closing conditions before a July 24th deadline. The airlines say they are mutually agreeing that terminating the deal is the best decision for both. A merger would have eliminated Spirit, the nation's biggest discount airline. Rich Thomason reporting.
The future of an Oregon bill that would overhaul the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law is now in the hands of Democratic Governor Tina Kotek. The bill recriminalizes the possession of small amounts of drugs. Kotek hasn't commented on the bill since it passed the legislature with bipartisan support on Friday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.